local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're doing it live here on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Typically with Joe and Austin, but Joe is on Christmas vacation with his wife and younger daughter. I don't want to say newborn. She's several months old, but you get the idea.
Oh, but she's so cute.
Yes, first Christmas with her. So I am still here. I'm Austin Price, but I'm joined by the one and only Steve Taylor. Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing terrifically. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Thanks for asking. It is just before 4:15 here, so actually before we dive into our top three stories, I will go ahead and get our first traffic and weather update out of the way. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we've got a lot of backups on North Davis Highway. If you are traveling southbound towards Langley Avenue? Yes. If you're traveling southbound towards Langley and then even further south from there heading towards Airport Boulevard, we've got a lot of backups in that area that you're going to need to look out for. Also, Pine Forest Road, it's not giving us much trouble, relatively speaking, but if you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we do have some backups developing there. We've got some issues here and there on West 9 Mile Road, but nothing too severe. Same can be said about Brent Lane. Moving over to Santa Rosa County, we do have some backups developing on Caroline Street. If you are traveling westbound towards the Office Depot Walmart areas, look out for that. And if normally we'd have some issues traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, but that is looking rather tame at the moment, but we will keep an eye on it. As for the weather, it is 64 degrees in Pensacola. The low is going to be 51 as we get into tonight. And then the weekend's going to be a little bit hotter, a high of 68, low of 57. And then as we get into Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to be around that temperature with some rain, unfortunately.
Oh, boy, rain. Yeah. Just we need more rain.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, getting into the top three stories, President Joe Biden signed an executive order today allowing the U.S. to impose another level of sanction enforcement on Russia that's going to go after financial institutions that have indirectly allowed Russia to keep building the war arsenal. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the new sanctions will make it clear to foreign financial institutions that facilitating significant transactions relating to Russia's military-industrial base will expose them to sanctions risk, unquote, noting that the multiple rounds of sanctions imposed by the U.S. and the allies to date have significantly degraded Russia's ability to replace the equipment, materials, and technology that it needs to fuel its aggression.
Also, the Supreme Court declined to take up a case about whether Donald Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while he was president. The High Court today turned down a request from federal special counsel Jack Smith to expedite the case involving Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Supreme Court order today means that there is a growing chance that Trump's federal trial will not end before the 2024 election. Smith wanted the trial to start in March, but now the question of immunity is getting booted back to the lower courts. This is the first trial where Trump could face jail time if convicted.
And the UN Security Council is approving a resolution to ramp up humanitarian support for civilians in Gaza. The vote was 13-0 in favor of the resolution, with the U.S. and Russia abstaining. The final version of the measure does not call for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas and is unlikely to affect military operations in Gaza.
My goodness, we're firing on all cylinders today. I mean,
yeah.
we got Biden with Russia. We've got the Supreme Court and Trump. We've got Israel, Hamas. My goodness. Looking at local headlines, we've actually got a lot going on around here as well. A group of 9 water utilities in Santa Rosa County says that they are against a new bill filed by State Senator Doug Broxson. The bill would create a North SRC Utilities Authority. North Santa Rosa County Utility Coalition spokesman Robert Smith, the group believes the legislation could affect the utilities and force rates to go up and employees to be fired. Senator Broxson disputes that claim and says that the bill would have no effect on rates and would not force any local utility to fire employers. Broxson legislation is also asking for money for a utility study in Santa Rosa County. He says that study will show whether utilities in the county are, or yeah, show where they are and where they will be in 20 years.
Well, it seems that one of the biggest employers in Santa Rosa County could be adding hundreds of new jobs in the next few years. Gulf Cable has purchased another 30 acres in the Santa Rosa Industrial Park and plans to roughly double their under roof space.
So in short, we're currently almost at 800,000 square feet under roof. Within the next 3 years, we'll be approximately 1.2 million square feet under roof. We're currently at 400 employees, and we will be, you know, somewhere between 600 and 800 here in about 3 years' time.
Executive Vice President Kevin Bate talked with Santa Rosa County Commissioners last week. The company makes high-voltage cable for the wind and solar energy industries, and they also have a brand-new product set to hit the market early next year. Bate thanked the county for their support. Commissioners voted to approve the land sale a few days later at their last meeting.
And Escambia County Supervisor of Elections David Stafford has been on the job for 19 years, but he will be stepping down in just a few short weeks. Stafford submitted his resignation after accepting a position with the Department of Homeland Security as an election security supervisor with the new Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency. A lot of security there.
Yeah.
His final day as the Supervisor of Elections will be January 15th.
Well, looks like it's getting close to traffic time. It seems like every time you do the traffic, it's Caroline Street that seems to be the problem in Milton area.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talking about me doing the traffic right now?
Well, it's all about that time, and I just thought, because it occurred to me, every time I hear you do the traffic, Caroline Street in Milton seems to be the area with the most problems.
Well, we typically do traffic on the fives. It's 4:20 now.
Oh.
So,
well,
so actually, that's not time for traffic and weather.
Okay.
That's time for a break.
I'm looking at my clock here.
Oh, wait, are you talking about the clock to your right there?
Yeah, well.
That one's messed up.
We noticed that.
Yeah, we found that out a couple days ago. Joe learned the hard way as well, so it's no trouble. 4:20 here. We will take a quick break, and we'll be back with some state headlines and maybe, if there's time, some national news before the 4:30 break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Austin and Steve on News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Speedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort of your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number Special Edition Smart Bed and Sunday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, we're walking in a winter wonderland.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 425 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling westbound on East Kingsfield Road, coming from South Highway 29, we do have an accident report there that's causing some slight congestion in that area. So if you are up there, be aware of that. A little bit closer to home, though, there's not a ton of congestion on Pine Forest Road, relatively speaking, right now. We do have some backups on East Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. And North Davis Highway is still dealing with a lot if you're traveling southbound towards Airport Boulevard. That's looking rather hectic at the moment. And then other than that, we've got maybe some splotchiness on Brent Lane here and there if you're traveling westbound towards the North Davis Highway and North Palafox Street areas. Also on Airport Boulevard, if you're traveling westbound coming from North 9th Avenue, if you're coming from that area, expect some issues there. And then in Santa Rosa County, if you are traveling, I was about to say if you were traveling westbound towards the Office Depot, Walmart areas there in Caroline, we still have some minor congestion there, but it's not looking too severe at the moment, so hopefully it will clear up soon. As for our weather, it is 64 degrees in Pensacola at the moment. It's going to be a low of 51 as we get into tonight, and then tomorrow it's going to be a high of 68, low in the higher 50s. And then once we get to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to be a little bit warmer and, unfortunately, rainier.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Well, splotchiness, that's a new word. As far as traffic was concerned.
Yeah, it's here and there. It's
I like that. Uh-huh. Well, in state headlines, a ruling is expected soon on a legal battle over youth transgender health care in Florida. A trial challenging the state's ban on gender dysphoria treatments for children under the age of 18 ended yesterday. The law prohibits doctors from approving the use of puberty blockers and hormone therapy for minors, while making it more difficult for adults to receive similar procedures. Over the summer, U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle issued a preliminary injunction against a portion of the legislation for those who filed the lawsuit. Hinkle says he will try to deliver an opinion on the case as quickly as possible.
And a judge is considering the mental competency of a Guatemalan migrant accused in the death of a St. Johns County deputy, 18-year-old Virgilio Aquilar Mendez, I'm sure I said that beautifully.
Very good.
Was in court earlier today to discuss whether he is mentally capable to stand trial for manslaughter. Authorities say the suspect was involved in a confrontation with Sergeant Michael Kunovich after police were called to a report of someone trespassing near the St. Augustine outlets in May. During a struggle, Kunovich collapsed and later died at a hospital. Aguilar Mendez will remain in jail while a judge reviews the findings presented by both sides earlier today.
South Florida police are investigating after a woman's body was found floating in a waterway near the Miami Seaquarium. Miami-Dade authorities say the victim was discovered in shallow water along Biscayne Bay earlier this morning. No other details, including the cause of death, have been released at this time.
And a young suspect is in custody nearly a year after two teenagers were found dead in Brevard County. 18-year-old Jamarcus Simpson was arrested and charged with first-degree premeditated murder in connection to the incident in Palm Bay last Christmas. Authorities say the bodies of 14-year-old Jeremiah Brown and 16-year-old Trayvon Anthony were discovered in an area known as the Compound. It appears the victims were executed and left in an open field. Police believe there are more suspects. Over the last year, several bodies have been found in the undeveloped area, including two additional homicide victims.
Well, gas prices are slowly going up across Florida as millions of residents are hitting the road this holiday season. AAA says the state average is currently $3.11 a gallon. That's 5 cents higher than yesterday. The Auto Club's expecting prices to go back and forth during the busy travel period. About 6 million residents in the state are planning to drive for their holiday destination this year.
You know, that is, I believe, unless I'm forgetting something, that is the first headline we've had so far that is semi-related to the holidays, semi-related to Christmas.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a bummer. So what I'm going to do, since it's just about 4:30, we've got another pair of tickets to give away. Woo!
Yeah,
we've got two pairs of tickets that we're giving away, but we're going to give away the first pair now. It's to Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Celebrate the New Year. You can enjoy that on New Year's Eve, December 31st, at the Sanger Theater. And what we're going to do, Joe typically does it this way, so I will follow suit. We did this yesterday, so if you're familiar with the challenge, you may have a bit of an unfair advantage. But the first person to text Pensacola Symphony to our text line will win the tickets. Our text line is 850-437-1620. First person to do that will win those tickets, and we will assign a winner during the upcoming break.
Right.
And if you don't win, it's all right. We are giving away another pair in about an hour. So if you want tickets and you don't win them this time, stay tuned for that. Fox News update coming up soon. When we're back, we will have national headlines followed by sports, health, business, and science, all that jazz. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Tom Regani. The Supreme Court will sit out one of President Trump's criminal cases, Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports.
The Supreme Court denies without comment special counsel Jack Smith's plea to fast-track a review of former President Donald Trump's argument that he is immune from being prosecuted in the federal case alleging he plotted to overturn the 2020 election results.
The issue will now be decided by a lower appeals court, which has signaled it will rule quickly. Lawmakers are facing a full workload when they return to Washington from winter recess in January. Fox's Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
It's going to be an absolute onslaught. The legislative traffic will be prodigious. Congress faces two possible shutdowns within the first month of returning to session, and a possible shutdown could sidetrack everything else in Congress.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It was a choppy pre-holiday trading session that saw stocks end narrowly mixed. The Dow Industrials slipped 18 points, while the S&P 500 edged up 7, and the NASDAQ Composite added 29. Those indexes are all riding eight-week streaks of gains. Truck engine maker Cummins has agreed in principle to pay a $1.68 billion penalty for installing emissions defeat devices on hundreds of thousands of engines, the largest ever penalty for a Clean Air Act violation. The U.S. Justice Department had accused Cummins of installing defeat devices on some 960,000 pickup trucks, primarily Ram 2500 and 3500 pickups made over the last 10 years. Shares of Cummins fell nearly 3% today. A report says OpenAI, the influential artificial intelligence startup behind ChatGPT, is in talks to raise new funding that could give it a valuation of at least $100 billion. That's according to Bloomberg News, citing people familiar with the matter. That's Your Money Now.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
'Twas the yikes before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. Except Larry. See, the stockings weren't hung by the chimney with care, 'cause Larry's wallet was empty, with no time to spare. So he went to Jackson Hewitt for a holiday loan, got money so fast, he rejoiced and went home. Avoid the yikes before Christmas. Go to Jackson Hewitt before it's too late. Get up to $1,000 fast, minus the wait.
Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Dolphins and Cowboys are basically the same team. They're both good teams at 10-4, but have beat up on mainly inferior opponents. Both Dak Prescott and Tua Tagovailoa are good, but receive plenty of criticism. I expect a great high-scoring game between Dallas and Miami, and this battle's on the QBs, as it will come down to which signal caller doesn't make a fourth-quarter mistake. And I'm feeling that Tua will edge out Dak on Sunday. I'm Zach Gill.
Do you have a game plan for COVID-19? Prescription oral treatments must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms, even if mild. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Visit treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Fill your game day cooler with the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, real brewed tea with a 5% kick of alcohol. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Need some last-minute Christmas gifts? Check out the Merry Holiday Street Market Saturday on North Tarragona for unique vendors and lots of special items. The market is on from 2 to 5 at the Handlebar. Check out the birdwatching event at Big Lagoon State Park Saturday morning from 8 till 9, presented by the Friends of Pensacola State Parks. See dopensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just after 4:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. But before we do, congratulations are in order.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We do have a winner for that first pair of tickets. Congratulations to Chelsea. Won't say the last name. I almost did there. Sorry about that. Congratulations to Chelsea. She's won a pair of tickets to Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Celebrate the New Year.
Hey.
Yeah, on New Year's Eve. If you did not win, that is totally fine. We will be giving away another pair at 5:30, so be on the lookout for that.
And have your phone ready.
And have your phone ready, absolutely. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth. LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we did have an accident report on East Kingsfield Road near South Highway 29. That does not appear to be causing much congestion anymore. Either that or I'm missing it. Pine Forest Road, though, has gotten severely backed up. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, expect a lot of issues in that area. Still got backups on North Davis Highway if you're traveling southbound towards Airport Boulevard. That's giving us a lot of issues at the moment. Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, that's also getting pretty backed up. Beyond that, we do have an accident on Gulf Breeze Parkway. It appears to be if you are traveling eastbound. If you're traveling westbound coming from the Tiger Point area, we do have an accident there causing some backups. And in the Pace Milton areas, we're still not dealing with much congestion coming over Blackwater River, which I'm very happy to report on. Hopefully it stays that way. As for the weather, it's mid-60s here in Pensacola, 64 degrees. The low tonight's going to be in the higher end of the 50s. As we get into tomorrow, it's going to be highs of like 68, lows of 57. And then as we get to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to be a little bit hotter. And unfortunately, there's going to be some rain that we're in store for.
Well, it was in national news. Southern Californian Congressman Adam Schiff is holding a significant lead in the race to fill the U.S. Senate seat, which is left vacant by the late Dianne Feinstein. According to a new Politico Morning Consult poll, the 12-term Democrat from Burbank has support from 28% of the people who say they will vote in the March 5th primary. Republican and former Los Angeles Dodgers great Steve Garvey, he was a great player, is the next closest contender with 19%. Democrats Katie Porter and Barbara Lee have 17% and 14% of likely voter support, respectively.
And Republican presidential candidate and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie outlined his national drug crisis plan earlier this week, sharing his roadmap that focuses on ending the stigma and turning attention to treatment. Christie, who served on White House Commission on Opioid Misuse in 2017, complimented former President Donald Trump for enacting his recommendations while on the commission, but insisted much more needs to be done as the issue has not subsided.
And Rudy Giuliani filed for bankruptcy yesterday, acknowledging severe financial strain exacerbated by his pursuit of former President Donald Trump's lies about the 2020 election and a jury's verdict last week requiring him to pay $148 million to two former Georgia election workers that he defamed. The former New York mayor listed nearly $153 million in existing or potential debts, including $1 million in state and federal tax liabilities, money he owes the lawyers, and many millions of dollars in potential judgments and lawsuits against him. His estimated assets are worth about $1 million to $10 million.
Wow. And this is more of a Christmas theme here. Maybe, you know, you dropped the ball. You didn't get gifts like you should. Well, more than 140 million people are expected to Christmas shop tomorrow on what they call Super Saturday, so it's safe to say you're not alone. The National Retail Federation is expecting 142 million people to get last-minute gifts the Saturday before Christmas. 37% of Super Saturday shoppers are planning to close out their online carts and hit the stores to ensure that their goodies are under the tree in time. Meanwhile, Metro North Railroad is rolling out its shopper special trains to and from New York City, which are longer to accommodate more shoppers. Now, moving on to sports headlines here. The NFL... Thursday night's game was not the nail biter we thought it was going to be. And if it was, it was simply because the Saints did too little too late. Rams entered the fourth quarter of Thursday night football with a 27-7 lead on New Orleans. And while New Orleans outscored them by 15 from that point onward, it wasn't enough to turn the game around. The final was 30-22 Rams, and the loss gives the Saints a losing record once again. And we have a pretty loaded slate this weekend in NFL games. But with all this holiday shopping, you might not be able to watch the games. So, Steve, where can they hear the games at?
Well, you can still catch the games while you're away from your TV by catching the games on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. See, here's the lineup. Saturday, it's an NFL doubleheader starting at 3 p.m. when the Bengals face the Steelers, followed by the Bills versus the Chargers. Right. On Sunday, the Lions take on the Vikings at 11, then the Patriots tangle with the Broncos at 7. On Christmas Day, it's an NFL tripleheader as the Raiders face the Chiefs, the Giants tangle with the Eagles, and the Ravens rumble with the 49ers. And that, of course, is on ESPN Pensacola 99.1 FM 1330 AM, our sister radio station.
Wow. And that's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of good games there. Obviously, I'm a Steelers guy, so I hope we don't keep losing and actually
and
beat
I'm
the Bengals.
I'm a Browns guy.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
It's a good thing there's a wall between me and Steve here. But Ravens and 49ers, man, that one on a Christmas Day, that one should be a good one.
Yeah.
And now, something that's not good, something that's very dramatic, but it's very relevant, especially in this area. Florida State University began its pursuit of legal action against the ACC today, with its board of trustees voting unanimously to file suit against the conference, challenging the legalities of its grant of rights and punitive withdrawal penalties. As while the numbers being focused around, tossed around in the exit fee discussion, land at around $120, $130 million range, the total cost of the exiting process is reportedly a whopping $572 million.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Pretty rough there. According to Brett McMurphy on X, the last school to leave the conference, Maryland, who began Big Ten play in 2014, negotiated a $52.2 million fee down to $31.3 million per senior writer for The Athletic, Nicole Auerbach. FSU president Rick McAuliffe said about the situation, quote, "After exploring all options, we are left with only this option as a way to maximize our potential as an athletic department, and it is best for Florida State University." So obviously, very high tension situation here. Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, released a statement as well, basically saying Florida State is stabbing them in the back sort of stuff. So very dramatic already. But Auerbach added that if the exit fee and or the grant of rights are deemed illegal or unenforceable, the board also asked the court for FSU to, quote, "be deemed to have issued its formal notice of withdrawal from the ACC under section 1.4.5, yada, yada, yada." So the bottom line is, so Florida State is basically saying, hey, man, I don't
Bye-bye.
Know. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be easy for us to get out of here, but if it is, we're getting out of here.
Yeah. Right?
And that's what we saw coming. It's good to have some clarity on the situation.
You know, and here's a little item here. You're horribly wrong.
Yeah.
About the Boca Raton Bowl between Syracuse and South Florida, saying it could be a good game.
I was dead wrong, Steve.
See, the Bulls would go on to shut out the Orange 45-0.
Yes.
You see, but it makes USF a winning team, so I guess it makes for a good headline.
Yeah, it's definitely that's the ounce of good news in Florida football that we need right now.
Yeah,
because that FSU stuff is looking dicey. Yes, Austin was wrong, but at least the state wins on that. USF tore them apart, and it's an ACC team, no less. No wonder Florida State wants out of there. Anyway, so it's 4:45 now. We will get another check of the roads and weather. There's been just a few things to report on, nothing too out of the ordinary. A lot of the backups we were seeing on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile has subsided, though there is still some in that area. North Davis Highway, that one's been one that's given us a lot of trouble. If you're traveling southbound towards Airport Boulevard, expect some issues there. We've also got some building if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis, that's going to give you some issues as well. We had an accident report on the Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you were traveling towards the Gulf Breeze area coming from the Tiger Point vicinity. We've got some congestion near that, but the accident itself doesn't seem to be causing a ton of issues at the moment. We will keep an eye on it. And those are the biggest hitters on the traffic so far. As for the weather, it's mid-60s here in Pensacola, 64 degrees. It's going to be a low of 50. What's this again? Low of 51. Sorry, my eyes are shoddy. A low of 51. As we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 68, low of 57. So it's going to be visibly warmer. And then as we get into Sunday, Christmas Eve, and Monday, Christmas Day, expect some issues there. It's going to get even warmer than that. And there's going to be a lot of rain anticipated. Not like the bottom falling out, but there is going to be rainfall coming in.
And for those of us who sail, like me, looking out for the weather tomorrow, it's going to be actually a really nice day. High about 69, east winds about 5 to 10 knots, waves about 1 foot or less. Should be gorgeous out there.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a sailor, but I'm secondhand pleased that y'all have that to look forward to. Health, business, and science notes here. It's 4:47 on Pensacola right now. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. A record number of Americans have signed up for health insurance through Affordable Care Act marketplaces this year, according to early data published by the Biden administration this week. More than 15 million people have enrolled in 2024 coverage under the ACA, often called by its nickname Obamacare, as of December 15th, which is 33% higher than the roughly 11 million who did so last year.
Wow.
Yeah, this figure includes those who have bought insurance through state-based marketplaces or at healthcare.gov, the website that is run by the federal government.
And since I'm a space cadet, love the space program, NASA recently performed an experiment that serves as a milestone for advancing humans' ability to send communications from beyond Earth's orbit. And how did they do it, you ask? Well, by using laser technology to beam a video to a California observatory from 19 million miles away. NASA says the innovation could transform how a spacecraft communicates on interplanetary missions, and it's already being prepared for use by the next astronauts to go to the moon. It'll allow broadband video, scientific information, and high-definition imagery to be sent home from distances far beyond the moon at high speeds. But that's all well and good. The experiment's gone even more viral for another reason, and that the star of the video is what they used in the video happened to be an orange tabby cat named Taters, who belongs to a NASA employee. You see, in the video that they sent, he was seen doing the classic feline act of playing with a laser pointer. So while being a cute cat by day, he's now the face of advanced space communications by night.
Good for Taters, man.
Yeah.
That dude's accomplished more than a lot of people my age have. Good for him. Lastly, for health, business, and science here, a key economic indicator shows that inflation is rising, but less than what experts predicted.
That's good.
Yeah, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.1% in November and was up 3.2% from a year ago. The PCE index excludes volatile food and energy prices, but with those included, the index actually fell 0.1% on the month. President Biden called it a significant milestone in his administration's efforts to bring down inflation. Just short of 450 here, we will take our final break of the hour, followed by just a couple of pop culture notes and some wacky weird and some good stories that hopefully have a Christmassy vibe as we finish up hour one on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. Especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Prim and Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Prim and Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
This is Jim Grimes from Southern Media wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at Duncan McCall Advertising, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Sheila Nichols from Pensacola State College wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Long ago, far away, life was clear. Close your eyes.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We've got a lot of wholesome Christmas content to cover. Well, some of it's wholesome.
Yeah.
since we need time to work with that, we'll get a little bit early to this traffic and weather update here. And we will keep it as brief as possible. Pine Forest Road, we were dealing with a lot of issues there traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, but that has seemingly subsided. Hopefully it stays that way. West 9 Mile Road itself, however, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that's going to back you up just a tad, at least if you're heading up on that intersection. But that ain't nothing compared to North Davis Highway. If you are traveling southbound towards Airport Boulevard, that's been giving us some trouble so far this hour. Traveling northbound on North Davis just past Creighton Road is looking a little bit backed up as well. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis, that's also looking a little bit backed up, so North Davis been the talk of the town there. East Burgess Road traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street could be looking better. And those accident reports on Gulf Breeze Parkway are causing a lot of issues there. If you, it looks like on our map, if you are traveling westbound towards Gulf Breeze coming from Tiger Point, but the congestion is caused traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. So I guess if you are traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, expect some issues as it's looking kind of rough at the moment. But other than that, looking at our weather here, it is in the mid-60s here in Pensacola, 64 degrees to be exact. Low is going to be 51 tonight when we get into tomorrow. The high is going to be 68 with a low of 57, so a little bit warmer. And then as we get to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to be a little bit warmer than that. Christmas Day having a high of 70, and there are going to be rain chances, unfortunately.
Well, so it looks like Santa Claus needs an umbrella
for absolutely.
Christmas Eve deliveries.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of holiday ho-ho-ho, the New York City townhouse from the movie Home Alone 2 Lost in New York has been listed for sale, in case you want to buy it. The Upper West Side home where Kevin McAllister outsmarted the Sticky Bandits at his uncle's house has been listed for $6.7 million on Zillow. The home's gotten quite the upgrade, though, since it was featured in the movie, and is now having it. Now they have a wine cellar. It also has a built-in snack bar and a private garden. And it looks like the McAllister uncle finally finished all those renovations on that home.
Well, Steve, I'm so glad you kicked things off there, because Speaking of Home Alone 2, I've got some good news, at least for me. Critics and audiences alike agree that News Radio 92.3's very own Joe Ford does not know nearly as much about holiday films as he thinks he does.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, two of his Christmas favorites, anyone who's listen to this show for 5 minutes knows that two of his favorites are It's a Wonderful Life and Home Alone 2.
Mm-hmm.
But Rotten Tomatoes, it's a bit more of a dicey bunch. They have an average Rotten Tomatoes score of 65% amongst critics and 79% amongst audiences.
Not that good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's nothing compared to?
What?
Austin's two best Christmas movies.
Okay, what are your two best Christmas movies?
Elf and A Christmas Story.
Ah.
Yeah, they have average scores of 88% amongst critics and 84% amongst audiences. Also, this isn't in the script, but it is just icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, a representative from over there, Jordan Glass, agrees that Elf and A Christmas Story are the superior pair of movies. So, as they say in the business, read them and weep, Joe. And yes, this will be a headline, I say, in hours 2 and 3 as well. So we need to make sure the people know, Steve.
Yeah, also one of my favorite movies we did not mention is, of course, Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah, that's another big one.
Yes, it is. Getting into wacky and weird headlines, a family who adopted an abandoned 3-year-old yellow lab recently have their hands full now. Sadie was living outside the Vancouver area and having to forage in the trash for food. The family says that she soon settled in with the new owners, but surprised them by giving birth to 11 puppies.
Wow.
Surprise! All the puppies look different and have gotten their vaccines. A representative from the Humane Society says a lot of pregnant animals have been showing up at shelters recently, which is a hangover from the pandemic when it was difficult to spay and neuter your pets.
Well, if you go to the Humane Society and you want a dog or anything, maybe that's an early Christmas present for you.
Yeah.
And speaking of animals and their holiday cheer, apparently even alligators go to the mall during Christmas season.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently, at least in Florida. Deputies in Lee County say that Lee County's in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Fort Myers area.
Yeah, thought so. Deputies in Lee County say that a 12-foot, 600-pound gator was found yesterday at Coconut Point Mall in Estero. A sergeant, two deputies, and members of the FWC worked to haul it away. No one was hurt, and in a Facebook post, the sheriff's office writes, there truly is never a dull moment while on patrol. I believe it.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Well, yeah, it looks like a story which is now making the rounds on mainstream news involves Cassie needing flowers for her wedding back in early October, and she knew just the person for the job, her 94-year-old grandfather. And not just because he has a keen eye for floral arrangements, he grew them himself in his own front yard. And to add to the wholesomeness, he even walked her down the aisle. When speaking on taking part in the honors, he said that he was proud. He grew 2 inches taller.
Well, good for them. And also, Christmas came early for LaShonda Naismith Jackson and her son, Dre Sean. A video went viral on Facebook of Dre Sean. He's 17 years old, and he reacted to the news that he had been accepted into Harvard.
Oh, good.
Yeah, while he met the news with a gleeful and trembling reaction, LaShonda always knew that this was something that her son could achieve if he simply put his mind to it, saying that his ambition and hard work have been evident since he was very little. So that's an awesome story there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they don't mind that present coming a little bit early. I'm sure it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. That just about does it for us at this first hour. We will take a quick break, about 10 minutes. WEAR is going to give us an update at the top of this 5 o'clock hour, and we will be right back giving you a rundown of news and good wholesome stories just before Christmas weekend here. So this is Pensacola Right Now News Radio 92.3, and you will hear back from us shortly.